Todd asked me if I was going to use PowerPoint. I'm not quite that sophisticated. Please turn your Bibles to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Every day that we get today and every day we get is a blessing from God, and we're so thankful for each one of them. From time to time, we're reminded of how short life can be. Someone we know has an accident and dies, or someone we love or care about dies or has illness. Sometimes we get health scares. Most of you know I recently had a heart attack, and when things like that happen to us or someone we know, we realize how short life here on this earth really is. James says our life is like a vapor, and things like this bring that home to us in a very real way. While I was getting myself fixed up, I thought a lot about how amazing our bodies really are. The Bible tells us in Psalm 139, verse 14, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Some of us don't take care of ourselves like we should, and problems can come up because we don't. We tend to take our health for granted, I think. We need to take care of the bodies that God gave us. He gave us these bodies, and we need to take care of them. We need to be concerned about our health and take steps to keep ourselves healthy. We need to be concerned about the health of our heart. Probably most of us here today know someone who's had heart problems or is taking medicine for heart problems. I never thought much about my heart and how everything works together, how the veins and blood vessels and arteries all tie together through your whole body, and the heart pumps the blood through all these areas to make everything work the way God intended it to work. If there's a problem in any of the areas, the whole system is affected. When you have a problem with your heart, when something's not working like it should, your whole body is affected. If it's a severe problem, you might die. A lot of times, like in my case, doctors can use their skill and fix the problem. You can help prevent heart problems by working on physically. The heart needs to be exercised. That's something else I never thought much about. But I come to know that you have to work your heart to make it stronger. You walk, you ride a bike, use a rowing machine. Some may run, not me, but some may run to work their heart. You do these things to keep your heart healthy so you won't have problems. The heart that God put in your body keeps you alive physically. It needs to be worked on to keep it healthy. If the physical heart is not healthy, then you've got problems. Now, the Bible talks a lot about the heart. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking about the spiritual heart. And just like the physical heart, if the spiritual heart is not healthy, you got problems. And just like you have to work to keep your physical heart healthy, the same you got to do for your spiritual heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The heart that God looks at is what we're talking about here. We have to work really hard. That's what all diligence means. Really work hard at keeping it healthy. While I've been rehabbing my heart, I've been off work and I've had a lot of time to think about different things. There's only one way to keep the heart healthy. The heart that God looks at. The heart that really matters. And that's to stay in His Word and study it. It takes work to dig into God's Word and find out what He tells us and what we should be doing and how we should be living and how we should be treating others. We're told in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study to show ourselves approved unto God. I think this is a real important verse. If you don't study, you're not going to be approved of God. I think we need to remember that. Some verses and passages really stick out to me. They really hit home for me. These may seem random or maybe a little scattered. But if we're doing them, they're all going to be good for our spiritual health. The first is in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. It says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." That is straightforward. Don't forgive, and you're not going to be forgiven. There's another passage that shows this lesson really well. Please turn to Matthew 18. Matthew 18, we're going to start in verse 20. Peter is asking Jesus how many times does he have to forgive someone. Jesus tells him, and he tells him a story to illustrate it. Matthew 18, verse 20. "For where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus saith unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow worshippers saw what was done, they were very, very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise, so my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Some people do us wrong, and it hurts, and we get mad, we get angry. But if that person comes to you and apologizes to you and tries to make things right, forgive them. Because Jesus says if you don't, God's not going to forgive you. You have to forgive like you're forgiven. Totally. Forgive and forget like God does for us. That is a forceful passage, and we need to remember it. The next one is in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 2 says, For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. This verse really jumps out at me. It's a powerful verse. However you judge others, however you judge people, that's how you're going to be judged. I mean, that's really strong. We need to remember it as we live our daily life. Remember how we're supposed to treat people. Another passage that really stands out to me is in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, starting in verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. All of our words, all the words that we say, they all matter to God. He hears every one of them. How we use our words and what comes out of our mouths reveals how our heart is. Jesus says we'll be justified if our heart is right and good things come out of our mouth. But we'll be condemned if our words reveal that our heart is unhealthy and not right towards God. Think about it. God hears every word we say. He even hears the words that we don't say. He hears the words that we're thinking in our head. So we need to remember it as we go day to day. Please turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 20. First John chapter 4, verse 20 says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Mark 12:30-31 says, love God with all you got, and love your neighbor also. Those are the greatest commandments. If you don't love your brother, you don't love God. If you don't love your neighbor, you don't love God. This is really, really plain, and it's easy to understand, and we need to remember it. The next one is in Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, it's a little long, but I want to read it all. Luke chapter 6, starting in verse 27. It's a passage that really sticks out. Jesus is talking about how to act towards others. This passage it's chock full of things. If we do them, if we pay attention to this passage and do what it's saying, we're going to keep our hearts, the heart that God looks at, really healthy. Luke 6, starting in verse 27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asks of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. If you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be children of the Most High. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. I mean, this passage has, it's full of things. Love your enemies, do good to them, give, not expecting anything in return, lend, not expecting to get it back, treat people like you want them to treat you, don't judge, be merciful, forgive, because God is merciful and forgives us. Think about it for a minute. Jesus here is really asking us to be like him. Some of these things are not going to come easy to us. To be able to have these attitudes will take a lifetime to even get close. But we need to work at it. We need to try to get there. Staying close to and following Jesus, trying to be like him, is the only way we could ever get to that kind of attitude and make our heart healthy and right with God. We need to remember it. Whenever I work on a lesson from God's Word, I try mainly to use the words of Jesus to make the points. That way I can't go wrong. It's a big responsibility to teach God's Word. And I feel using the words of Jesus is the best way to go. In the verses and passages we've looked at, Jesus is telling us and showing us how to make our hearts healthy, how to make our hearts right with God. Jesus tells us in Matthew 15, starting in verse 18, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man." Out of an unhealthy heart comes all these terrible things. Your heart is not healthy if things like this are coming out of it. Murders, bad thoughts, evil thoughts, lying. All these things happen because the heart's not right with God. It's unhealthy, and it leads to eternal damnation. It's no wonder Proverbs tells us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Take care that you work to make and keep your heart healthy. If you do, then you can be taught by the Lord, guided by him, and your heart is going to lead you to righteousness and eternal life with God and Jesus in heaven sometime. The heart determines how we live and how we behave. It determines the choices we make. To keep our hearts healthy, we need to strive to be like Jesus. Stay close to him. Psalm 73 that we had read a while ago. It says that God is the strength of my heart. Study God's word and we get close to him. Rely on Jesus. Trust him. He's not going to let you down. We need to realize that without him, we can't do anything. If you do all these things that we've talked about tonight, listen to Jesus and follow what he tells us, your heart's going to be healthy and right. We need to remember them. If you're not a Christian, you need to turn to God the Christian life is the best life. If you turn to God, God's not going to turn you away. No matter how bad you think you are, all the bad things you've done, God knows all about them anyway. And if you come to Him, repenting with a humble heart, He is not going to turn you away. When you hear about God's love for you and hear of His Son, hear about Jesus and how He loves you, how He died so you could be saved, you need to believe it. Believe that Jesus is who He says He is, the Son of God. Trust God enough to obey what He says. Repent of your sins and change your life. Confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and you can be baptized to have your sins washed away. You're baptized into Christ and you rise to be a completely new person, free from the sins you've committed, free from the guilt you feel, free to look ahead to a life that's filled with hope. As you live your life, you continue to work to be more and more like Jesus. Study and learn God's Word. You learn and grow in your knowledge of Jesus, and your heart's going to be healthy and right. If you have obeyed the plan of salvation, but you've turned away from God, if your heart has become unhealthy, you need to turn around, turn back to God. If you repent and ask God to forgive you, He's going to do it. You can't never be too far from God that you can't turn back to Him and find Him waiting there to welcome you home. The Bible tells us that there is joy in heaven when a sinner comes to God in repentance. Jesus is coming again, and we need to live our life every day expecting Him, and live your life every day trying to have your heart right with God. Please open your heart to God. You don't know if you're ever going to have another chance to get right with Him, so don't put it off. Please come now while we stand and sing.
Have thy affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but lost? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the grave.